gentleman up in Miami. It'd been his grandmother's, made about 1860.
Well, there were.
And he'd taken great care of it, oiled it, I guess, about twice a year. But the silver was gone, the great beautiful leather inlay was just too tired.
I imagine it was beautiful, though.
It had been. It still showed great care, and you can see the workmanship had appeared there. But it's the first one I've ever seen.
They're clumsy to carry, because there's no
I
imagine they'd be hard to ride. I think you would have had to have been a good horsewoman to have ridden one.
I don't know. They look pretty easy to me, that place to hook your leg up there.
Well, maybe so.
But I have all sorts of trouble on anything like that. Saddle, bareback, it's all difficult for me. Have you always been able to stay on a horse?
No.
Or have you had accidents?
I've had a horse fall on me. Stumble. We were galloping down a hill one day and he lost his footing and fell and pinned my leg. He got up, fortunately.
But it scared the dickens out of me.
It did. We walked home.
Well,
I've had them rear up too.
Did you stay on?
Stayed on.
Always?
Well, I was riding behind the saddle once, and some friends of mine had a goat on a barrel, and the horse reared, and I slid off the back. Usually, we didn't have just real wild horses, and
they had
blood
on the barrel.
We had a goat on a barrel, and it scared the horse.
What in the world
were they doing? Well, we were just kids, all of us, and it was.
You said you got nails in kegs. Did you get anything else? Did the blacksmith get things in those?
I don't even remember a blacksmith coming.
What did you put on the horse's foot?
Shoe? Horseshoe?
And what did you call his feet?
Hoofs.
And you mentioned horseshoes. Were these ever used for anything?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, other than...
We used to hang one above the door.
Did you ever have any stakes out in the yard?
Oh, we used to play horseshoes, yes. Pitch them.
Are you at all familiar with sheep?
Yes. We raised sheep, too.
What was the male sheep called?
The ram.
And the female sheep?
You.
Is this what it was always referred to as? You? Or was it ever called a yo or anything like that? And with pigs and hogs, to raise those you need.
I have to think what they're called. Let's see. The shoat, I believe, is the offspring. Is that right? Let's see. There's a boar, and I don't know what the mother's called. And I should know, but I.
If you take a boar and remove his masculinity, what do you say that the process is called?
Castrating.
And then what does he become then?
Well, I can tell you in a cow, but I don't know that I can tell you in a hog.
I see a bull becomes a steer.
Steer. Right? Mm-hmm.